2 million. That's how many people tested positive for the coronavirus in the past 2 weeks. It's a new record, and hospitalizations are at an all-time high. And in the race for a vaccine, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is drawing up a priority list for those who will get it first. Let's bring in Helen Branswell, a senior writer with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Helen, first tell us about how this vaccine priority list is created and who's on it.
A number of groups have been taking a look at who should be in line first to get vaccine, but the final say comes down to a group called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices that advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They've been meeting for months. They've been running modeling studies trying to see if they use the vaccine in X group first, you know, what that would do to hospitalization and death projections. That group still hasn't taken a vote, but they met earlier this week, and their discussions seem to indicate that they're really interested in this point at moving essential workers closer to the front of the line. At the very front of the line are health workers and people living in long-term care facilities. But they want to put people who are in essential industries, things like food production and distribution, the postal service, bus drivers and urban transit workers, they want to move those people closer to the front of the line.
And what are some of the reasons that they gave for moving these types of essential workers up?
Well, one, they keep society moving. But two, you know, this pandemic has really hit communities of color extremely hard. Black and Latino people have been contracting COVID at rates disproportionate to their size of the population, and they've been dying at higher rates than the rest of the population. And it's clear from data that both those groups make up a sizable portion of the people who work in essential industries. The thinking is that there's perhaps a debt owed to them and that we should move them further up in the line.
We know a vaccine to prevent COVID-19 isn't available yet, but what's the timeline for approval and distribution to healthcare workers and others at the top of this priority list?
Things are likely going to start happening really quickly in the few weeks after Thanksgiving. On December 10th, a group that advises the FDA is meeting to look at the application that Pfizer has made for an emergency use authorization of their vaccine. They're expected to make recommendations that day, and the FDA will move swiftly, perhaps issuing an emergency use authorization the next day. Operation Warp Speed has indicated that it will be sending vaccine to physicians in all the states and territories that have been pre-selected as being the first places to get vaccine. And so one might expect to see people start to get vaccinated sort of around the 14th of December, maybe a day or two on either side of that. In the immediate term, vaccine manufacturers have been making vaccine at risk. Before they even knew whether the vaccines worked, they were producing them and stockpiling them. And Operation Warp Speed estimates that they should have 40 million doses of vaccine within the month of December, which is enough to vaccinate 20 million people, because both the Pfizer vaccine, which is the first one that will come through, and the Moderna vaccine, which is going to probably follow about a week later, both those vaccines take two doses.
Another recommendation that's being talked about, the CDC currently recommends people quarantine for 14 days after contact with someone infected with COVID-19. But Admiral Brett Giroir, who is on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said yesterday that health officials are looking at shortening that time. What can you tell us about this proposal or change?
Initially, the estimated incubation period, that time between when you've been exposed and when you would develop symptoms, it was thought it was somewhere between 2 and 14 days, but they're seeing that the incubation period with the SARS-2 coronavirus, the one that causes COVID-19, is shorter than that. It's typically somewhere between 2 and 5 days. So the CDC is trying to figure out how to tailor a shorter quarantine period. You're asking a huge amount when you ask people to stay home for 2 weeks. It's not viable for a lot of people, and it would just make life easier for people if they could come up with a shorter quarantine period.
Helen Branswell is a senior writer for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.